The Economist.
Hello, you're listening to the free edition of The World in Brief from The Economist. As a reminder, if you subscribe to The Economist, you'll get access to a deeper look at the day ahead, updated three times a day. If you're already an Economist subscriber, visit economist.com/espresso or visit our Espresso app to start listening. Here's today's free edition. This is The World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. Ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas in Cairo. Egypt reportedly stalled without a breakthrough. Meanwhile, the Israel Defense Forces gathered on the outskirts of Rafah, the only major city in Gaza that has not yet been invaded by their ground forces. Earlier, President Joe Biden warned that America would halt some supplies of weapons to Israel if it begins a full invasion of the city. In a video statement, Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel's prime minister, promised that Israel would, quote, fight with our fingernails, if need be. America sent a warship through the Taiwan Strait, 12 days before the inauguration of Taiwan's new president, Lai Ching-te. China, which claims the territory and jurisdiction over the strait that separates it from the mainland, said America had publicly hyped the voyage. America called it a routine transit on the high sea. Mr. Lei has angered China with his pro-independence statements, although he softened his position during the election. Stormy Daniels finished testifying in Donald Trump's hush money payment trial in New York. The defense sought to poke holes in her account of having sex with Mr. Trump in 2006, he denies it, and tried to frame her as a grifter and extortionist. Ms. Daniels held her own. She said that disclosing her story had, on balance, been a negative experience. Hangzhou, a megacity in eastern China, lifted restrictions on buying residential property. The measures were imposed 8 years ago to curb speculation and prevent surging property prices in one of China's most expensive cities. Shares in Chinese property developers surged following the decision. Other cities may follow in lifting similar restrictions. TikTok said it will introduce features to identify and label AI-generated videos. While other social media platforms have previously required users to disclose whether content is AI-generated, TikTok will become the first to automatically recognize videos produced using widely available AI tools, including its own image generators. The decision reflects growing concerns in America and Europe over the spread of disinformation on the Chinese-owned app. Canada's oil sands will increase production by 15% by 2030, according to a report by S&P Global Commodity Insights. The research firm's forecast is higher than previous predictions, reflecting firm's efforts to get more out of existing projects. Environmentalists have long objected to the projects. It is energy intensive to extract oil from the thick, rocky deposits in Alberta. Russia said it would withdraw hundreds of soldiers from Armenia, where they have been deployed to guard its borders. Russia has traditionally backed Armenia in a decades-long dispute over Nagorno-Karabakh, an ethnically Armenian region recaptured by Azerbaijan last year. But Armenia's relations with Russia have soured since Nikol Pashinyan, prime minister since 2018, blamed its ally for failing to defend Armenians in the territory. Figure of the day, 148. The murder rate per 100,000 residents in the city of Durán in Ecuador last year. That's The World in Brief from The Economist. To access the full version of The World in Brief and the rest of our award-winning podcasts, please consider taking out a subscription to The Economist Podcast Plus. To get the best offer wherever you are around the world, go to economist.com/podcastsplus.